Welcome to the Townships at 12 here on theCUBE 88.9 FM. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I will be with you for the next hour. On the first part of today's show, I will be talking with Michael DeForge. Michael is a fire prevention technician, and he works for the city of Magog. He will be talking to us about Fire Prevention Week from October 6th to the 12th and the activities going on in Magog, such as the open house at the fire department on the 5th. Michael will also talk about ways we can prevent fires in the home. I will also have some community events in this half hour and some music. Let's start the show today with a song by the Rolling Stones, and the song is Play With Fire. We will hear the interview right after the song.
Well, you've got your diamonds, and you've got your pretty clothes, and the chauffeur drives your car. You let everybody know, but don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. Your mother, she's an heiress, owns a block in St. John's Wood, and your father'd be there with her if he only could. But don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. Old man took her diamonds and tiaras by the score. Now she gets her kicks in Stepney, not in Knightsbridge anymore. So don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. Now you've got some diamonds, we'll have some others, but you better watch your step, girl, or start living with your mother. So don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. So don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire.
Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, and today I'm very happy to welcome Michael DeForge to the Townships at 12. Now, Michael is a fire prevention technician for the Magog area. So thanks very much, Michael, and welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Now, Fire Prevention Week coming up. You have some activities. Tell us about the activities, Michael.
Yes, sure. This year, our open house will be on October 5th from 10 to 3. At the main fire station on 66 Rue Sherbrooke in Magog. We have lots of activities planned. The public can come and try on firefighter gear. They can visit the station, visit the trucks, find out what equipment firefighters use.
It's on Sherbrooke Street, the firehouse. The visit to the fire station, that's for all ages, children too?
Yes, it's for all ages. And for children, we have makeup artists that will be doing face painting. We have some mascots that will be walking around the firehouse. There's fire prevention kits that will be given out. And it's really for families of all ages. We encourage everybody to come visit us.
Okay, that sounds like a great activity and a very important activity too. So that's on the 5th. And it starts at the morning at 10 o'clock and it goes until 3. Is that correct?
That's correct.
You have some prizes. You have a quiz, too. Is that in conjunction to the visit to the fire station, or is this something online?
Yes, there's actually two ways that you can win prizes. There's a ballot that could be filled out at the firehouse during our open house. So there's that's one way to do it. And we also have a quiz online, which is basically fire prevention tips, basic knowledge to encourage people to learn about fire prevention. So that could be filled out online through our website at ville.magog.qc.ca, and there will be a link that can bring you to the Fire Prevention Week and there's another link that brings you to a Google form to fill out the questionnaire. And the prizes that we're offering this year are, there's a fire extinguisher, a 72-hour emergency kit, and also a VIP visit of the firehouse, which enables people to visit the areas that aren't normally accessible to the public, like the firefighters' living quarters and the administrative offices.
Okay, that's pretty exciting. Now, is this open to the general public, or is it just the Magog residents?
It is open to the general public.
Okay, good. Tell us about the 72-hour kit. What's in that?
Well, the 72-hour kit is generally for emergency measures in case there's some sort of a disaster event that you would need supplies for 72 hours. So there's a first aid kit, there's thermal blankets.
How long have you been a fire prevention technician?
I've been a fire prevention technician for the city of Magog for 2 years.
2 years, okay. And what courses and education did you need to become a fire prevention technician, and what exactly do they do?
Our training is an AEC, which is a deck without the complementary or the general courses in fire prevention. So it's very specific to fire prevention. And as a fire prevention technician, we have a lot of tasks that are diverse. We deal with public awareness. We also do fire investigation when there's fires. We do building inspection, plan review, code enforcement, and various other tasks. We help operations sometimes to create an intervention plan. So that's pretty much what we take care of.
Okay, sounds great. Now, Fire Prevention Week, is this something that's basically over all of Quebec, or is this just the city of Magog?
No, it's actually throughout North America generally.
Okay.
And basically, the Fire Prevention Week was started in 1990, was the first time that the Fire Prevention Week was observed. But it's based on there was a Great Chicago Fire in 1871, which was on between the 8th and the 10th of October. So throughout North America, Fire Prevention Week is basically the full week that falls, that includes the 9th of October.
Okay, so I guess Fire Prevention Week is also in Sherbrooke and the other areas too, but Magog is having these special activities, which is a great idea. Now, I read 48% of fires that happen in Quebec are related to human distraction. Could you elaborate on that?
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. It is approximately 48%, according to the Ministère de la Sécurité Publique stats. And human distraction, it could be when people are cooking, they look away, something happens, there's a young child that they have to attend to, they leave something on the stove, it's possible that it catches on fire, or it could be something that's left on the stove and the burner's turned on, something combustible catches on fire. It could also be smoking items, things that could be lighter, cigarette butts. Those kinds of things generally, those are the main causes, or an electrical problem. We see that quite frequently. Sometimes nowadays there's a big, it's quite common to have lithium ion batteries that are charging. Everything now has a battery, smartphones, electric scooters, bikes, and so on and so forth. We're fortunate in Magog, we haven't seen too many fires that have been the cause of that, but it's becoming more and more common throughout the world.
Okay. What are some of the leading causes in Magog that you've seen?
What we've seen is basically, once again, human error, a lot of electrical fires or something to do with an electrical installation. And we've also seen some, what we call a grease fire or something to do with cooking. We see that quite frequently as well.
Okay. So definitely people have to focus when they're around the stove, things like that. How can people prevent fires in other ways?
Well, it's very, number one is to try to pay attention and not be distracted. Sometimes it's very hard. I have young children, and sometimes while cooking, it's very easy to turn away to attend to a child. So it's basically to pay attention to what you're doing. Also, not use a pot with oil in it to make French fries or deep frying. Would really be to use a listed deep fryer that you would see, like that you could buy in a big box store that would plug in electrically. Also, smoking outside would be a good one to to think about. And also, any time that we buy electrical devices, sometimes we buy chargers from online or batteries online, and sometimes they're not listed. They haven't gone through the testing process for use in Canada. So maybe we have more stringent requirements. So the testing is more rigorous. Sometimes we buy stuff from elsewhere and it's not put through the same testing process, so it could create a risk, or chargers that aren't compatible with certain batteries. And also, when you charge your phone or something like that, to put it on a hard surface that's well ventilated and not in between cushions or the cushions of the couch or on a bed or something like that.
Okay, those are really important and really good tips. Now, what are some of the tools that everybody should have in their house that will help us in case there's a fire or to prevent fires?
The most important thing that somebody could have is a smoke alarm. It's the number one device that warns people of a fire and saves lives. So that is by far the most important device to have. You can also have a fire extinguisher if you feel comfortable using it. Sometimes people have fire extinguishers and they're not really comfortable using them, so that would be important. If you have one, know how to use it, be able to use it. And in the city of Magog, we don't have an obligation that people have fire extinguishers in their homes, but if they do, we recommend it.
Okay. How often should smoke alarms be tested, and CO2 alarms too? I think they're important too.
Absolutely. Carbon monoxide, very important, especially if you have a device or that burns wood, any type of combustion, whether it be gas, propane, wood, it's very important to have a carbon monoxide detector in the house. We recommend that it be installed close to the rooms, the bedrooms, because in at night when people are sleeping, that way it'll be closer for them to hear it. So they should also be tested annually, smoke alarms as well. Mm-hmm. And we recommend that, testing it more frequently than not is better. Just to press the button to see if it works once a month would be great. Change batteries twice a year when you change the time.
Good tips. Anything else?
Nope, not for right now.
Okay. What about fire drills in the home? Is this something that would be helpful to have the family do a fire drill once in a while?
Yes. It's very, very, very beneficial. And something else that's very important is to find a place around the house, well, actually outside, what we would call an assembly point, where people would go and meet up. So that way, when people evacuate, if somebody evacuates from the rear of the house and somebody else from the front of the house, that they end up at the same spot, so they're not looking for each other or think somebody's missing. And like you said, having an evacuation plan is a fantastic idea, and we recommend it strongly to make sure that people know how to get out of their house, what their options are in case of a fire, and how to evacuate properly.
Mm-hmm. What about fire blankets? I know we have one.
Fire blankets can be effective. We, to be honest, they haven't passed the listing stage in Canada, as far as I know yet. So we haven't really done too much testing or use them very often, but certainly if it smothers a fire, we used to recommend, if you don't have a cover for, let's say, a pot, you could use a wet rag or a wet dish towel or over. I think a fire blanket, because they're made out of fiberglass, non-combustible material, would be just as efficient, if not more.
Okay, so it's important to have these tools, but it's equally important to know how to use them. For instance, children or people in the house being able to use that fire extinguisher, that is the purpose that we have them. So it's really important to know how to use them. When people visit the fire department, is there some lessons on how to use things like that?
Absolutely. We actually have a fire extinguisher simulator, which is an electronic simulator that simulates a fire and a fire extinguisher. And we actually will show people how to use them properly, how to approach the fire, and where to aim to put the fire out. So that's also something that will be offered at our open house.
Okay. Now, how often should the fire extinguishers be tested?
Depending on the type, mm-hmm. they should be at least verified by a qualified person once a year. And there's some that are that we find more in the home type setting that are basically have a life expectancy. And there's a little green button that you would push on top, and as long as you have pressure in it, it will it will be okay. And after a certain amount of time, the extinguishers would be ready for disposal. Mm-hmm. There's other commercial types that need to be inspected or should be inspected once a year.
Okay, good. Anything else we left out that you'd like to add, Michael?
The only thing that I would like to add is, once again, smoke alarms are your best friend. Make sure they're functional. Make sure they work, and come visit us on October 5th.
Thanks very much, Michael DeForge, Fire Prevention Technician for the City of Magog, Fire Prevention Week in Magog, coming up on October 6th to the 12th, and the open house is on the 5th from 10 a.m. to 3, and it's beneficial for the whole family. Thanks very much, and all the best on the event.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
And that was Billy Joel. We didn't start the fire. You're listening to the Townships at 12 with me, Maureen, here on the Cube, 88.9 FM. And next up, we have some community event announcements for you here on the Townships at 12. There will be a book sale sponsored by the Lenoxville Library on Saturday, October 5th, 9:30 a.m. to 14 hours, 2 p.m. at 6 Church Street in Lenoxville, the Lenoxville United Church. All profits will go to the Lenoxville Library. Thousands of books in French and English. Lots of fall activities coming up at the Colby Curtis Museum out in Stanstead. Crazy Quilt Workshop, October 9th. Wednesday, October 9th, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. It is free. In collaboration with the participants of the Caregivers Exhibit, they will be creating a communal quilt out of various textiles and fiber arts. They will be creating a multi-textile quilt over the next few months. All types of crafts are included: knitting, crochet, hand sewing, hand quilting, embroidery, etc. All levels are welcome. They encourage sharing knowledge and skills. The materials provided, but feel free to bring things to add to the experience. Also coming up, there's a fall tea at the Colby Curtis Museum, a selection of seasonal sweet treats, scones, and savory bites, accompanied by the delicious Colby Curtis blend of tea. Saturday, October 26, $30 per person. Please book in advance as seat numbers are limited. Visit the website for more information, colbycurtis.ca. Also, Expo Artisan Fair, discover local artisans and goods. That happens on November 3rd, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's a Sunday at the Colby Curtis Museum, located at 525 Dufferin Street in Stanstead. And again, the website, colbycurtis.ca. Lots of activities coming up at Literacy in Action, Migratory Roots Project. Also, they're looking for tutors. Check them out on the website, lia-estree.org. CFUW Sherbrooke and District is inviting the public to attend a meeting on October 8th at 1:30 at Hope Community Church in Lenoxville in the basement of the church. The speaker will be Jean Menor, Dean of Humanities and a professor of history at Bishop's University. Currently, she is engaged in the recovery of the history of Abenaki land and resource use in the eastern townships of Quebec, a history that has been erased through colonization and colonial discourse. In this presentation, she will touch on various efforts by both government and Indigenous leadership to address the legacy of colonialism in Canada, including the Truth and Reconciliation Commission and its recommendations. The inquiry into murdered and missing Indigenous women and girls. Light refreshments will be provided. Coming up, it's the ANAF Unit 318, The Hut, Sunday Christmas Market, November 24th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., hosted by the Ladies Auxiliary. Tables are still available to rent, and please contact Wanda Lee Evans for more information. Soup and sandwiches will be sold at a vendor's table. And if you belong to a nonprofit organization, you have an event coming up, we would love to get the word out for free. Just please give me an email describing the event, cjmqnews@gmail.com or cjmqnews@yahoo.ca. I'd like to thank my guest in the first half hour today, Michael DeForge, fire prevention technician for the City of Magog. We will take a break and hear the news with Derek Bullard, and we will be right back for the second half of today's show, so please stay tuned. Let's finish the first half of today's show with If You're Going by the Coronas.
Got a ticket to make you mine. No more messing when things don't align. No particular reason to doubt. Believe me, these things should work themselves out. Time for me to make some noise. No need, no excuse to kick in the door. I'm completely at ease by your side. You know this by now, don't sound so surprised. If you're really gone, I won't hold you. Start to think of how I tend to be. Don't tell you enough, just the way I feel. And if you're scared I might need something else, don't mind me, I'm still so obsessed. I understand that you're up in arms. Don't hold back, yeah, don't hold your fire. There's nothing sinister in my mistakes. You said it yourself, I take too much blame.